Tēnā koe. This program is brought to you by accessradio.org.nz. Access Radio. Make your voice heard.
Ben Hurley, good to see you back in the country, mate, and carved it up tonight as EMC at the gala. It was great stuff.
Thanks, man. Yeah, they were a great crowd. It was really awesome to be home and come home. What a way to come home.
Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic. 500 people really into it. Yeah. Awesome.
Your stuff is really sharp. It seems like working overseas is really doing great things for you.
Yeah, you get very slick. I mean, I try not to get too slick, you know. You try and still have a bit of heart in it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's, you do so many gigs. You do 6 gigs a week, or, you know, sometimes more. And, it's a good compliment because it always gets last, but you still want to keep the heart in the jokes as well, yeah.
So you're doing a lot of emceeing over there?
A little bit, probably 50-50. Yeah, 50% emceeing and then sets the other half of the time. Yeah.
What are some of the highlights of the last year?
Oh, getting on the Comedy Store TV show was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, that's yeah. Right. Yeah,
yeah. Thanks very much. Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah, I wasn't fishing for that, but thank you. That was awesome. And just traveling a lot, you know. England, London is the centre of comedy of the world, you know, live comedy particularly, and you see it to go everywhere. I've been sent to Singapore and Ireland and Dubai and Bahrain, and it's been awesome, man. That's the travelling that I enjoy the most.
And the comedians are very welcoming over there.
They are. It's such a big scene. I mean, there's still people, you know, you do 300 gigs a year and there's still people I've never met that are gigging as much as I am. It's just such a massive scene over there.
And there's a good number of Kiwis over there now too.
True, there is, yeah. In fact, you know, people like Fly the Conchords and Rhys Darby even moving above the live, you know, the live circuit and moving on to HBO and things like that. But the Kiwis over there do very well, man.
Yeah. And what are your plans for the next year over there?
I've hit the circuit again. I'll go back in a month's time, and I've got a radio show over there. With Andy Parsons, who's been in New Zealand a couple of times. He's one of my favourite comics, and we've toured a bit together. He's quite famous over there, and I've supported him on tour a couple of times, and we came up with an idea for a radio show, which BBC Radio 4 picked up. And, you know, who knows, man? Look at the Conchords.
Yeah. BBC Radio 4 is just such a great channel.
It's such a great breeding ground for talent. And, there's hits and misses, and let's hope we're not a miss. Yeah.
And tell us about the boys you've brought out for Hurley's Choice.
I've got two of my favourite acts, man. Jason John Whitehead, JJ Whitehead is great. He's one of the Canadians. Canadians are just the funniest people in the world. And
he was great in the gala.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, and he's so relaxed, and you know, he's a bit of a stoner style on stage, and he's just hilarious, man. And the other guy is a guy who's with a bit of a weird background. He was born in England. He grew up in Rotorua. And he moved back to England when he was about 21. He's still got the Kiwi accent. Al Pitcher is very off the wall, very improvises a lot, and on stage and makes a lot of stuff up. And it's just an exciting act, man. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and you did Queenstown as well.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, we had a great time, and obviously they're starved for comedy down there because it was completely sold out, oversold. And really great night. Me and Lovegrove had a ball down there. They really looked after us, and the crowd was about half Kiwis, about half backpackers, and it was messy as hell.
Awesome. Well, it's great to see you. And,
you too, man.
Form.
Thanks very much.
I'll let you get back on the tubes.
I will.
This program was brought to you by accessradio.org.nz. Access Radio. Make your voice heard. Ka kite anō.